Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Angel Pagan. Opening day, it's a very special day, and you have some good thoughts about what it really means.
Well, it means a lot. I mean, it means that, you know, it's been 11 of them, you know, in my career already. You know, when we go back to 2006 when I first started with the Cubs, you know, I had that first game in Great America Ballpark. It's just, I'll never forget. I always go back to that and remember why I'm here, because all the sacrifice you put in and all the hard work that and your dedication together with your talent got you to this position. So, I mean, it means a lot.
When you stand on that sideline, you hear the Star Spangled Banner and your name is called out and the uniform is fresh and the fans are looking. What does it feel like?
Actually, I'll be honest with you. It feels like when you are in a boxing fight and the national anthem is played, you know those two guys are going toe-to-toe and fight in front of a million of people watching around the world and thousands pressing right there. I feel that way. I feel like we are together to play another team, kind of like going to war. And after the national anthem, you know, like you're minutes away for that. So it gives you very good energy and adrenaline for the game.
Angel Pagan with us now. Did you get in your opening day, your first opening day? Did you have a moment?
I did. I didn't start that day, but I think it was in the fifth inning. Carlos Zambrano was pitching. It was bases loaded, and they did a double switch. It was bases loaded. It one out. I was facing Aaron Harang. You know, it was a very, you know, good at bat, because I mean he got me an 0-2 right away, and I was like, oh, that fast, huh? It didn't kind of feel like I wasn't enjoying my at bat, but that's, I kept fighting that at bat. You know, I think I went all the way to 3-2, and I got a base hit, and we ended up winning that game, and I went 2-for-3 with like 2 or 3 RBIs. But I will never forget that. You know, it's you know, when you have your first at bat, everything that happened in your life, every sacrifice, every moment that you have to work for to be in that situation goes through your head from the on-deck circle all the way to when you're going to go to bat. And it's just something that you'll never forget. Even if you strike out, you'll never forget that first AB.
Boy, what a great story. You're a good storyteller. I like this. Very good. All right, so the manager must have been Lou Piniella, I imagine, in those days, right, Lou?
No, it was Dusty Baker was the first one. He was there in 2006. Then Lou Piniella took over.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. You're older than I thought. All right. So, they're still doing well. All right, so Dusty's the manager. So does he point to you and say, all right, Angel, get a bat?
That's right. He told me, hey, man, you're hitting for Zambrano and you're going to double switch. You're going to go to right field. And, I mean, I was ready. I mean, I always sat down with John Mabry, and one of the veterans. So he was teaching me how to be ready, because I was never a bench player. I always been a center field play every day. So I had to learn how to understand the situation, when to start getting ready for whenever the team needed me to pinch hit, pinch run, or play defense to be ready. So, I mean, I was, you know, thanks to that I was picking his brain during spin training. He got me ready for that. Yeah.
All right, so now Thursday coming up, it's home opener in San Francisco. The party starts, and it is a wild day, I think, the home opener here. It's always daytime. I've been to so many of them. It's special.
It is. I mean, every time you come here to San Francisco on opening day, it can happen 20 times, and the 20 times are special. I mean, it's always different. That the atmosphere is always great. And, I mean, as a player, you know this is going to end up at some point, but it's going to end, but you will never forget this, never.
All right. Good spring for you.
Thank you very much. I mean, I work hard. I mean, I was just getting a lot of work, you know, trying to see health-wise where I was. I mean, I guess, you know, what the team saw, you know, they liked. And hopefully the hard work that I put in the off season together with my teammates, you know, it could you know, make the difference to win a championship.
All right, Angel Pagan, thanks so much.
Marty, thank you.
All right, that was terrific. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.